Feel incredible!
Kokoku demo! It's not a cartoon! It's anime! Welcome to another episode of Venomation! The Hatchet Squad is gone again, man! Motherfuckers is called Can't Get Right. No bitch ass Brennan up in here.
Ho ass Brennan. I know his bitch ass can hear me just sitting on that seat being a little bitch.
No bitch ass Brennan. No ho ass Rob today.
Rob.
Either.
Oh my neck.
No bitch ass ho ass Rob. So anybody can get it. You know what I'm saying on this show. You know what I'm saying. So don't be thinking we be taking it easy on Rob. Ho ass Rob be getting it too in this motherfucker. Oh, what up, Rob?
What up, Rob?
What up, Rob?
We love you, Rob.
Rob just picked his head in, but he got him and him and Brennan got some work they got to do, so they're not on the stream, but...
Damn, Rob.
Still a hoe.
Damn. Fuck, Rob.
So you know what we're doing here. We do a one-off, talk our shit. Make sure you join that Patreon, patreon.com/animation. join that Patreon.
What is it again? What's the opening? When you say the opening? How it sound?
What's on the episode? Welcome to another episode. It's one whole word. That's why. Welcome to another episode of Animation. So make sure you join that Patreon, patreon.com/animation. We're trying to get those subscribers up. Remember, we want to get Rob that haircut, y'all.
Gotta get
and
a haircut.
Tape it for y'all. Hey, it'll be a whole good thing. As you know, this week we will not be continuing bitch ass.
Stuff like this, while we have these breaks and these votes and we can get, you know, anime that we're not fans of with some whack ass characters in it, and we get them up out of there and we get a new show in here, and if this shit whack, we're gonna get it out there too, because you know why we do these things? Because we love y'all, and on top of that, we are the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
Mm-hmm. There we go. So yeah, we don't continue class Assassination Ass Room because it was trash.
What was it? Hold on, wait.
Assassination Ass Room. This shit was trash. We did episodes 9-12.
You
last
know
week.
That shit trash when it had Keenan out here gobbling glizzies. Like first of all,
nobody was gobbling no fucking glizzies. We're not gonna disrespect me on this show on my podcast. You're fucking out your goddamn mind. I tell you that.
That's how you know. That's why he really wanted this shit to be over. He was like, "Nah, you ain't gonna have me on tape globbling glizzies."
Yeah, I don't think so. That's definitely not what happened. But yeah, we're not continuing that show. So we're picking up a new show, Vox Machina, Machina or something like that.
Machina.
Episodes 1-4. You see it on Amazon Prime. Hope y'all watch it with us. But first, before we get into that, we're going to get into the polls that we did from last week. And here are the results from the polls. Which anime item would you want?
Oh,
Dragon Balls, custom Zanpakuto.
Zanpakuto,
what is that, from Bleach?
Zanpakuto, that's the swords they use.
The swords from Bleach?
Okay, hey, man, some of them Zanpakutos be trash.
Gundam suit trash. Or the Death Note. Now, surprisingly... Death Note, 10%. I was surprised that.
Yeah.
Y'all got some heart. Y'all got some. Y'all not evil people. Y'all don't want the Death Note.
That's some serial killer shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of responsibility, I feel like.
It is.
Like, either you got to be an evil person or you've got to be a really, really responsible and good-hearted person.
Yeah, otherwise, and I think once you, I think it's hard to be a responsible and good-hearted
with that
person.
Much power.
With that much power, yes. Once you start to get it, you'd be like, yo, this motherfucker's talking to me the wrong way.
Once little things start pissing you off, you're like, dead.
Exactly, and that's what's going to end up happening. It's like, you a petty motherfucker. Let's see. I want you just to snap
the
your
thing
own
neck. About Death Note. They made it seem like names were hard to get, and it's really not.
It's in like, well, they it made out, it. It came out at a time even the technology was good then, but nowadays you can find anybody. You can, name.
Like, they made it seem like names was like the hardest shit to get. Like, it was getting somebody social. Like,
well, it was good because it made sense for L's name to be hard to get because he never put his name out there.
Exactly.
It was only in there. So
there's those people who be off the grid who
will be very kind of tough,
him.
And I respect that. So Death Note got 10%. Gundam suits got 19%. I mean, Gundam suit down. Unless you're going to rage war, I wouldn't win a Gundam suit either.
Trash.
That doesn't make any sense. I'd rather have the Death Note over that.
Yeah.
A custom Zanpakuto. What'd you use it for?
I mean, it just depends on what it was. It
depends on what you can do. It can do anything.
Depending on who it is, like Aizen's Zanpakuto is crazy. So it's like
you could live a completely different life with Aizen's one.
Yeah, you can hypnotize hypnosis, and then some people, you know, have ice. Some people have, you know, it like it doubles the weight of everything that it hits. It so cuts, like you can, it's multiple flowers. If you want to, hey man, I get my Byakuya. Yeah. Going on, and I impress a bitch, and real quick
turns anything into gold if you cut through it.
Yeah,
Like,
I mean the powers are unlimited, kind of.
Yeah,
sort
you
of.
Can depending
anything.
On what you have.
I'm definitely pulling up on a girl with the petals.
The Zanpakuto
with the Byakuya petals.
Just don't cut her.
Just don't cut her. They ain't gonna touch her. They just gonna be around her, surrounding the little ball, man. Draws.
All right,
straight draws.
Or in the Dragon Balls, they don't get in 50%. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. It's like a kind of a genie type thing.
It's the safest bet.
Yeah, you get your
don't wish. You get a wish or something like that?
I think the new ones, you get 3 wishes.
Yeah.
You get 3 wishes. And, you know, if you do it right, you know, you can get some good stuff
say,
out of it.
You just get the Dragon Ball. You can wish for Zanpakuto. You
that's
can wish
what some
for the
people
Death
were
Note.
Too,
you can
but
wish
I feel like
the,
that's cheating.
The Gundam suit.
You're a cheater.
Yeah, that's true.
You're just like, you get 1 wish. I wish for more wishes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there will be some type of I can't do that.
And that's cool too, because he'd be like, "Man, get the fuck out of here."
He's like, "That's not in my." He's like, "I ain't letting that roll."
Hey, get that shit out of here, dog.
So, what would y'all pick? What would y'all pick out of these four?
I get the Dragon Balls. I mean, as much as I think a Zanpakuto is cool, I would always have to keep that on my person, depending on the size of it. If it was like Sofine, whatever her name is. If it was like her Zanpakuto was just on her finger, that's cool. But if it's like a sword that I actually have to carry all the time,
I've always wanted to know how to sword fight, so I feel like I'd go for the Zanpakuto.
Really?
That would be cool.
Have you done by taking sword fighting classes?
No, I've never actually done it. It just feels like a skill. Like, no one would. You don't come across people who know how to sword fight often.
That's true.
So it's a cool, like, random skill.
The kendo sticks? Ah, man, that felt like. I felt like I was doing. I could fuck somebody up with that. There's no blade on them. It's just sticks. But I was like, hold on.
Is that
on.
The stuff that like Nightwing uses?
Yeah. I was like, hold on. This shit pretty hard.
Weapons training would be a good skill to have.
That
weapons
would
training
be.
In general, just to like know that you.
Well,
because
you could turn
up.
Kind of anything into a sword at that point.
Exactly.
To be able to use those skills with it.
Yeah.
Exactly. I would pick the Dragon Balls. I don't know exactly what I wish for at this particular moment, but I feel like I would have them on deck, and then, you know, see what I can do with that. Before we get into the week cap, Keenan's week cap, we got a dope ass. I gotta give a big shout out to Anarchist, man.
Huge shout out
to Anarchist. The whole team's giving him a huge shout out for this, man. He went through and he did some things for us, and he counted some things. I'm gonna let you know what he did. So he went through all the podcasts going all the way back to Trigun, and this is what he did. Times the Shuncast has called each other a hoe, bitch, asshole on air. Total 651 times. Rob was called a hoe, bitch, or an asshole only 5 times. That's not
called
enough.
That or called somebody that?
He's
been called
that.
Really?
Whoever's been called it.
5?
Only 5 times.
Well, we just doubled it right
now.
Doubled,
so,
we just doubled it right
bitch
now.
Bitch ass, hoe ass, hoe ass, asshole, bitch ass, Rob.
Fucking
bitch
Rob.
Add all
fuck
these
you,
shits up.
Fuck you and your evil twin.
Ice has been called it 52 times. Well deserving for missing all the days he's missed. I've been called it 31 times, and Brennan has been destroyed 314 times.
He's a whole ass bitch.
I mean, if it's because you guys pile it on anytime he's not
here.
He gets at least like 30 every
time
he's
not here.
Yeah,
he gets it a bunch of times on there.
He
and get, then,
he
will
say that again? He what?
He gets called an asshole a bunch of times. Then Cam when he got called...
Six times
when he got called
an asshole. One more than Rob.
One more than Rob, so how many bitch ass, hoe ass Cam.
How many was it for me?
52, yeah, and 31 for me. And then anime characters in general, we call them lower than Brennan, 243.
That's hilarious.
Wait, so Brennan's been called the most.
Out of the characters.
Shinji?
That's hilarious. That is great. I love it. All right, so next one he did Times the Shuncast has used the word trash/garbage. All right, 862 times total. That's a fucking lot. Rob has used it 75 times. Brennan has used it 138 times. I have used it 213 times. And, of course, Ice has used it the most at 441 times.
I love it.
Trash. Lowest score given by the Shuncast. This is the lowest score that we've given to anime. And damn near all of them came from the same anime. Ice gave Gangsta a 1,000.
No, I didn't.
Negative one.
Oh, sorry, -1,000. I'm sorry. So he gave it a -1,000. Rob gave it a 6. I gave it a 300. Brennan gave it a 32. This is off of Gangsta. And then Cam gave X-Men a 5,000, which is not necessarily bad.
I was only because
he didn't
hop
in on a lot of those.
So. Yeah, he didn't hop in a lot of those. So, all right, highest score given by the Shuncast goes to Brennan, 9,000. He gave Princess Mononoke a full, perfect score at a 9,000. Cam's highest score was actually Cowboy Bebop, 7,500. My highest score was Jujutsu Kaisen, 8,600. I thought I gave some an 88 before. Maybe I didn't. Ice gave the SpongeBob anime.
Hell yeah, that shit was hard.
In 8,700. It was hard.
That shit was hard.
And then Rob gave Princess Mononoke 8,750. So, solid scores. Average episode score given by the cast across the board. The nice. Average team score is 6,276.
Definitely brought that down.
Cam's average score is 6,800. Brennan's average score was 6,610. My average score was 6,385. For non-action though, it was 4,938 because I don't fuck that non-action like that. Ice was 5,485. 46% of his ratings are below 5,900 or lower. So he don't be fucking with anything like that.
Who's closest to me in rating?
Rob has 6,100. I mean, you're.
What did I say?
Your average is 54.
What did I say?
So who cares? Like,
what did I say? Check the tape.
No, who's closer to me in rating? Rob. So what are you talking about? So this is why Rob.
Check the tape.
Ice makes zero sense. He has zero logic.
Check the tape.
Brennan, Rob is actually closest to me at 60, only 300 lower than me. So that would make that more sense.
Check the
podcast
tape.
Missed. Okay, we already know who's the worst in here. Rob has missed 7 podcasts. Cam has missed 4 podcasts. I've missed 2 podcasts. And we have a bitch-ass, ho-ass tie between 2 bitch-ass, ho-ass people within Brennan and Ice. Mm-hmm. Both at 46 podcasts missed by both of them.
He's going to have me beat by a lot.
I don't know. Y'all just be missing podcasts and shit out here in these streets.
I put money on it.
Podcast left early, and I hope y'all enjoying this, man. This is super super dope that Anarchist did this. Podcast late / left early. Rob has only left earlier or late, been late one time. I left early 3 times. Ice 9 times left early or was late.
And 15 times
for Brennan. 15, 15.
And mind you, none of those lates came after 2020.
I don't know that if that's true or not. So
let's do it. I mean, after summer 2020.
Yeah, I doubt it. But next, anime most referenced on the podcast. 417 times. Dragon Ball Z has been mentioned 417 times. 86 times by Rob. 108 times by Ice. 131 times by myself. 92 times by Brennan.
It'll always be in my top 5, man. It's trash, but you got to respect the OG.
Times fuck One Piece has been said 25 times.
Hey, fuck One Piece, bruh.
26 times. Majority Ice, of course, I'm guessing. Times Aaron Donald has been used 10. No, it's got to be more than 10 times.
I feel like we did 10 times in one episode. Him coming through. Unless it's just like a cast in a net for like, okay, Aaron Donald has been said.
Yeah. Times Brennan didn't do the factual actuals 8. Time we said fuck Gabby has been said 27 times. Times in the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire fucking world has been said 164 times. So out of the 200 episodes, last week was actually our 200 episode. We didn't even get a chance to do something like that because we didn't have a whole squad here, but we will at some point go back around. So that's been a lot of times that's been said on this podcast. So Anarchist, again, bro.
That's dope.
Thank you motherfucking much,
Do you
man.
Know, Anarchist, what episode I came on? Because I know they was going for a good 3-4 months. Before I came on. And the whole thing that's so crazy, I guess, to give y'all a little backstory on how that transpired is I was at one of my friends brought me to the studio because he does work with Brennan and stuff. And Brennan was sitting on the couch and I had a Goku Black shirt on. Brennan didn't even know me. And then he was just like, hey, man, you watch anime? And I was like, yeah, I watch anime. He was all like, all right, bet. He was all like, I'm about to go to Peru, right? It was Peru he went to. Yeah, he was like, I'm about to go to Peru for a couple months. And you know, these guys I know, they're doing it. I mean, these guys I do these podcasts with my guys, my bros, Rob and Keenan. And he was like, I'll, you know, just take my spot while I'm gone, and then when I come back, you can peace out. And then I was like, all right, dope. And then he came back and I didn't peace out. But again, it's not like I made myself stay. It was like, oh, you know, let's stay here. You can be here. And then I'm here 4 years later.
So there is an edit. I knew I'd get something 8800 before. There's an edit. My Hero Academia. I gave My Hero Academia at one of the episodes, I gave it an 8800 to fight with Overhaul. I knew I gave one of the motherfuckers a high score before. She was fire. So thank you, Anarchist, again, man. Let's get into this week cap. Let me tell you something, man, about this week cap. This week cap about to be weaked in a motherfucker, man.
Any anime news?
Normally, we don't do anime news when we're reviewing a podcast. So, no, I didn't look up any anime news for that. Since we're doing an actual, we're doing a review, we don't do normally anime news.
What?
Not reviews. Normally, see, when you miss 46 podcasts, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I'm sure that we've done anime news when we review something.
It's extremely rare. We normally do anime news when we're doing like a one-off. That's normally when Rob does it.
That's up for debate. We got to check the tape.
I'm saying most. I'm not saying it's never been done, but the majority, that's for sure. We rarely ever do it because Rob does a recap. It'll be too much stuff to have to do. But yeah. Rob has literally said, he's literally called me out, and I'm like, yo, so you got any news? He's like, we don't do news during the review. So, I mean, you want to debate with Rob, the guy who has the best memory on this whole goddamn show? You go for it. All right, man. Time for this weak-ass recap. Let's get into it. The show opens up in the city of Tel Dorei.
Oh, hell no. Hell no, boy.
What?
Nothing. Come on.
I'm going to need you to shut your ass.
Let's go ahead. Do you think?
The show opens up on the city of Tel Dorei, where evil has hit the city and a group of heroes has entered and they die bloody death really like quickly. Like in the first minute, they all get smashed by rocks, lit up by fire, just split in half. They get fucking completely annihilated during this whole thing. Then we cut to the Palace of Iman. Uriel, the leader of the Republic of the Tel Dorei.
Black man.
Yeah, we got a black king in this motherfucker. Shout out to Black Kings.
Got Keenan up
there. He's meeting with all his council members, and it's a lot of motherfuckers in there. It's a lot of motherfuckers in name, and I ain't
what's
gonna...
their what's their names?
All right, their name is Short Black Woman. She's black. Yeah, she's a short black woman, Plandian warrior. Named Lady Kima.
Okay.
She's a little cutie too. She's about 5'2". She's 5'2", but want you. I think she is.
She ain't no 5'2". Hey, she 4'2" maybe.
Hey man, it don't matter. She's of legal height.
What?
So she's a little cutie. She's a right. So there's a blue nigga with pointy ears. There's a fat white dude with a blonde beard and a goatee. The goatee part of his face is missing. I don't know why he cut it like that. It looks stupid as shit. His name is King Krieg. I thought it was King Creed the whole time, but it's King Creed. And then there's another blonde chick. He's pretty cute. She's actually pretty cute, too. That's their names when I'm going to be reviewing this shit, so keep up.
The dude with the armor, you called him fat?
The armor? Yeah, I called him fat. He look, he's fat in that armor, for sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And, yeah, so we got Uriel. He asked him, could they find some words to defeat this big old monster that's terrorizing the city? And, enter Vox Machina, a brother and a sister duo. I don't know what their names are either. I'm not remembering their names. It's just a brother and sister duo.
Vex.
Then we got
Vex.
we got a short girl that has healing powers. We got a poison ivy looking plant chick out there. We got a nerd nigga with glasses. And then we got some dude that looks like Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy. That is our Vox Machina squad.
Kratos.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so I'm not Rob, so interrupting me is going to fuck me up. So I'm if you can, the least interruptions, the better for your boy. Oh, yeah, and there's one more guy. He's a short dude that was up in some ass earlier during the show. He was giving some vagina in the middle of the show.
Came out the gate with the titties.
So they get into a big old drunk bar fight. They didn't necessarily win or lose. They was whooping ass. It was holding their own. It was throwing up, fighting. And they got a bear on their team, too. So it's just random fucking bear that's on their squad. And now they get kicked out of the bar and they're banned from this whole bar. And they're banned from every bar in the fucking town at this particular point. And they're broke. In need of money, they happen to see a sign and they look for some mercenaries to fight and kill this beast. That's Uriel. You got a sign out there looking for some mercenaries. So they go meet up with Uriel to find out what the mission is. And while they're there, the sister chick from the bro and the sister duo, she gets some green Jay looking some Jean Grey looking headache or whatever the case may be. She's like, oh, my head hurts. Something's off. Something feels just way off about this shit. And they say, fuck it. We're going to still go on this mission anyway. So they go on this mission to fight this beast. And they go to this town, speaking to all the people and asking some questions and shit. One of the guys gives the brother dude gives his little kid a coin and shit. And yeah, it's a cute little moment. He gives him a coin. And then they find out there's a dragon in this town. And yeah, long story short, they get their ass washed, no soap, by this dragon. I'm talking about no soap at all. They
you
get fucking
skipped a bunch.
A murder. I'm going to skip a bunch.
This is called a recap. Yo.
This is called a recap.
Yo.
Hey, all I'm saying is Ice, if you're not going to do the recap,
hey, man,
I need you to shut your ass.
Nah, that's hilarious.
So, in every town, so yeah, they get murdered. they get easily washed. They get washed throughout. They were supposed to save some people, some men and women and children and shit. No, there's one child left, and they try to heal this child because the drag dude, he got hurt. The magic girl healed him, and she had any more healing powers to heal this kid. So they let a kid die in their arms, which is all fucked up. So after getting washed, they have a talk with each other, and they're like, oh, man, the sister girl reveals, man, my family and shit was murdered by fucking dragons. That shit was crazy, y'all. Y'all should have been there, but y'all wasn't, so it's all good. But that same little feeling that I got when I got at the back at the with Uriel and then when I felt this little Jean Grey moment, I had the same thing when I saw this dragon too. So somebody there is probably helping out this motherfucking dragon. And so this is gonna be real crazy out here. So man, if she would have just said this shit earlier, they probably would have got some stuff done. But no, she didn't. She could have probably killed somebody straight there at the little palace, but she didn't. So that's the end of episode one. Shit, nigga. Episode two. Uriel, the Black King out this motherfucker. Orders General Creed to take the army and deal with this dragon. All right, they go out there, deal with the dragon, and yeah, let me tell you something. They get their ass washed out there, too. They get their ass washed, no soap, no water in this bitch, and they get fucking just annihilated by this dragon. The Vox Machina gang heads back to the palace. Sister Chick is like, hey, man, I think it's that blue nigga. That blue nigga with the pointy ears, I think he's a dragon dude out here in these streets. The gang splits up. And the brother dude and the short dude go to this healing chick, go out somewhere. And then the brother and the healing chick, they go to Gilmore's. It's like a goods place where they get their weapons and shit like that. And it's a lot of funny business going on in this motherfucking store, man. I'll be real with you. They go there, Gilmore out there. He's out here flirting and shit. He's out there, hey, what's up, brother dude? You looking kind of sexy, man. It's been a long time, playboy. How you been? Can I see something? And dude's like, hey, man, I'm here for some motherfucking information and shit. Can you give me some information? He's like, come on, man. I ain't really got no money like that. He was just like, well, I'm going to either need to see them balls or I'm going to need to get some money from you to get this information up. Dude was like, hey, man, you can come see these balls later and shit. So they make a date to go hang out later for the information. That's essentially what happens.
They had a something that you're well-versed in, a glizzy conversation.
I'm going to need you to pause that.
He didn't even really get any information for real.
So yeah, he actually got information to slay the dragon to get with the dragon. You gotta cut him in between the neck. So he gives him very important information actually because that comes up later. So Drax and the vagina dude, they go follow the blue dude with the pointy ears. They follow him into this big old mansion. They're like, oh shit, man, it's a dragon motherfucker. He's going into a mansion. The gang is meeting up there. They kick open the door, wave into fo-fo, and they go down and they open this door on the floor. And they confront the blue pointy-haired dude. And like, hey, man, you the motherfucking dragon out here in this bitch, man. We don't like this shit. So why you out here killing people? Because you the dragon and shit. And he's like, man, I'm telling you, bro, I ain't the dragon, man. I'm telling you, it ain't me. And all of a sudden, the big blonde dude, Krieg, he comes through and he just stabs the blue pointy-haired dude up. Now, I ain't going to lie to you. I was thinking he was the dragon. They made it look like he was going to be the dragon in this bitch. And it was actually Krieg. And he stabbed
this
dude up. Because
you got to see, in the beginning, he was like, when I figured he was the dude when he told them, like, a storm is coming. When he was like, a storm is coming, I'm like, oh, you that motherfucker.
Well, the reason why I still thought it was the blue pointy ear dude, because he's like, hey, man, you might want to get this guy some money or some shit. If you give the dragon some money or whatever, some gold, he might just lay off your ass. So I was thinking he was just trying to get money out the whole thing. So I think they did a solid job hiding dude. When I talked to Rob about it, he kind of felt the same way. He's a little shocked that it was Krieg, too. So they go in there, and they Kriegans were going through, they couldn't find him at first, and he's going through this little portal, and it's like this portal with this little girl, like this, not this little girl, but this like dragon chick. I think she's a dragon too, like a red dragon with ass. And she's like a poster, and they end up going through her, and she's actually the portal. And they get in there, and they looking around, and they see some kind of eyes, some little eyes, like, hey, man, you know, no intruders in this motherfucker. And then Krieg comes out, and he's like, hey, man, y'all in the dragon lair, bitch, and I'm the motherfucker dragon. And he turned into a dragon. And, yeah, man, he proceeds to watch his crew. I'm talking about he eats they fucking cookies. He beats the brakes off these motherfuckers. This is literally a no contest fight. They are just getting smashed the fuck out. No condom in this bitch. So they do what they do best. They go, oh, shit, we can't beat this dude. We got to get him on the ground. We can't beat him in the air. He's in the air. He's too strong in the air. We got to somehow get him on the ground. So with the crew, they do what they do best. They can't fight for shit, really. They just start arguing. They just start arguing. The dragon's like, hey, man, just look at these motherfuckers. This is an easy kill. So he gets down on the ground. And as he gets down on the ground, they get him where they want him, and they start tag-teaming this motherfucker, like just like a huge orgy. They just fucking him up in his orgy mode, and they cutting him down, and the brother dude's like, hey, man, I remember the dude that said he want to juggle my balls and shit. He said if I cut him in his neck, we all good to go. So he cuts him in the neck. They get him down. Then the Drax dude ends up landing the killing blow, smashes this dude head in. Pretty dope graphic scene. If you want to go watch it, it was super cool. Ended up smashing this dude out, killing him. They beat the dragon. And then, yeah, they go back to Yuri. They're like, yo, Yuri, man, where's my goddamn money, man? We just killed this dragon for you. They're like, hey, yeah, man, what we got for you is this big old case right here. And it's room and board. It got keys and shit. And it's like, keys? We don't give a fuck to live here. But they take it anyways, and they end up taking it. And now they got free room and board at this palace. And towards the end of this episode, we see a wagon with this fine-ass chick in it, and this Dr. Strange-looking motherfucker. And pretty much, these people are like, hey, man, we're going to need all that. Whatever y'all got, we're going to need to rob y'all motherfuckers. We're going to need to kill y'all, and we need y'all to come up off this shit. Dr. Strange is like, hey, bruh, I ain't having it. He's killing these dudes, easy work, murder these motherfuckers. Turns out, there's something up with him. He might be a vampire. We don't know. Episode 3 opens up on the nerd nigga having a dream, man. Having a whole dream about his family just getting murdered, slaughtered, just killed. And he's just like, oh, my mom, my dad, my sister, man. Nobody give a fuck about all that. Stop crying, man. It's just a fucking dream. Turns out the dream is real. My bad. My bad, nerd nigga. Uriel invites the whole gang for a big old dinner. And they want to have this big old dinner to talk about some shit that's going on in the town. So they're inviting a whole bunch of people out from all the other cities out there to have this big old dinner to talk about some stuff. And who did they see at the dinner? The Doctor Strange dude and his fine-ass wife. The nerd dude is freaking out. He can't believe this shit. He's like, because one of these dudes, the Doctor Strange dude is actually the person that murdered his whole fucking family. The whole squad is just like, why did you tell us this, man? We're supposed to be brothers and sisters. You should have told us that he murdered your family. But no, they didn't. So now they're kind of mad at him for not saying anything. But they're now eating dinner. And as they're having dinner, the nerd dude is just staring at the Doctor Strange dude the whole time. He just can't keep his eyes off him. It's bad, very, very bad table manners in this bitch. It's terrible. But the brother dude, he's actually gone. He's like, something's off about these guys. So I'm going to just go in a little room and check out and be real nosy. He's in there and he finds his little book. And he ends up stealing this book and shit. And he's like, oh shit, cool. And then they go, the Doctor Strange dude's like, he starts telling the story at dinner. He's like, hey, man, shit, man, you know it's crazy out here. You know, the lady, Delilah, she starts telling the story about how they actually got that city. And it's like, yeah, you know, it's just people just left the city. It's like, nah, man, you're a fucking liar. Y'all killed my family in that city. That's how y'all got the city. He was like, oh, my bad. We just gonna leave. So they just get up. They literally just stand up. They stand up. And they walk out. And they start going to their room. They go to their room. And then who do they see in there? They see the brother dude stealing something. They don't know what he's stealing, but they know he's in there for something. And they start beating his ass, too. Dr. Strange beats the brace off this motherfucker, bites him in the neck. Ah! Vampire style. Brother dude luckily escapes. He jumps out the window, 25 stories up, hits the ground. As soon as he hits the ground, the whole crew shows up. The whole Vox Machina crew shows up. It's like, hey, man, you can't be fucking with our brother like that, man. We gotta whoop your ass, dude. We just finna slaying a dragon out here in these streets, so we got to beat your ass just like we beat that dragon's ass. And they proceed to get washed. No soap, no water. Just in the shower, just dry barebacking it. They get fucking they ass whooped out here in the streets. The little magic girl with the little pendulum, she gets socked in the chest, and her little pendulum stops working. She's like, oh, I can't use magic no more and shit. And then everybody else is just getting beat the hell up. They just getting beat down. And luckily, Poison Ivy, the little rose chick, ends up putting like a little barrier in between them, stops them from fighting. They end up dipping out and leaving. But the little homeboy that brought them there, that was like, you know, riding the wagon or whatever case may be, pause. He pulls up like, hey, man, what's going on? And it's like, hey, man, you know these motherfuckers. What happened? You got to fucking die for this shit. And it's like, hey, man, I don't got nothing to do with this. This is all about them. And then the nerd motherfucker, he's like, hey, man, yeah, I don't give a fuck what you talking about. You with them? You riding with them? Those your homies? You from the same smart tech? I got to whoop your ass.
He's smart tech. I'm smart tech.
So he pulls out the shoddy, puts on his overhaul mask, shoots his motherfucking hand off.
COVID boy.
And then it's just like, yo, man. And it's like, yo. Uriel comes out, I was like, well, what are y'all doing? You tripping, man. These people are powerful people. You can't be doing this to them. So they arrested. They arrested Vox Machina crew, man. The whole crew gets arrested. They get put in a dungeon. Mm-hmm. And now we're on to episode 4. The last episode of this roundabout. All right. Ooh, let's get it.
You sound like somebody's uncle doing a recap.
Hey, man, because I'm just trying to speed through this shit, and I'm reading. I can't even read my own writing, even though it's in
tight. It's tight.
I spelled a lot of shit wrong because I wrote this shit really fast and inaccurate, as you can tell. So the cute blonde chick is like, all right, look, man, this is what I'm going to do for y'all. Y'all seem like y'all cool people. Something does seem a little bit off, so I'm going to let y'all off the hook a little bit. And y'all can just
Uncle Keycap.
So y'all can go in here and just stay in this room. Y'all ain't got to be like necessarily locked and chained and stuff like that, but y'all got to stay in this room locked away.
House arrest.
Yeah, and they get locked away by this black dude with mutton chops. Shout out to the show for having a couple black characters in this bitch. They got a couple black characters in this people, or people that are at least passing for black in this show. So I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Strange Jr. and his wife was like, oh, shit, man, somebody stole something. We missing the book. And he's like, oh, man, the brother dude must have stole that shit. And Dr. Strange is just like, yo, boo, stop tripping. You know what I'm saying? Let's just make some love real quick and don't worry about it. We're going to get the book back. We got all the means to get the book back. All right? So I need you to calm your fucking ass down, take some of this dangling, and then we're going to go get this
just
book back.
Just some of it?
Yeah, just some of this dangling. We're going to insert. And that's it. So the gang chilling in the room. They figure out Uriel might be under Dr. Strange's charm, right? So because Dr. Strange had actually touched Uriel's arm to get him to be like, yeah, man, I ain't gonna invade your town and see what y'all talking about and doing over there on the low. So they was like, oh, man, he got something going on with him, man. So they asked like the little magic chick, hey, man, could you maybe use your necklace to get Uriel from under that spell? They're like, oh, my necklace. My necklace don't work anymore. It got damaged during the fight. I'm powerless. And then we get some more backstory on the nerd dude and shit and from his family and how his sister got murdered and they got tortured and shit in the cell. It's sad. It's sad. It's graphic. It's messed up. Everybody just gets died. Cut to Delilah at the graveyard. She's conjuring up some spirits to retrieve her book. She's like, I'm going to get my motherfucking book back. So I'm going to go to this graveyard and I'm going to just get these spirits to come up there. And y'all going, yeah, I need to get my book back. All right, get that book. Make sure they didn't read nothing. Out of that bitch. All right, this is some old shit.
You waited to the fourth episode to get her name right?
Delilah?
Yep. Yeah.
So Delilah goes to the graves, conjure up some spirits. They go out there, cut back to the gang. They find a secret door to get out of the room that they're in, and they get caught by Mutton Chops. Mutton Chops is an asshole in this show, man. I'm sorry the black dude had to be an asshole, but it's all good. It had to be what it is.
Mutton
Chops? Mutton Chops is when you have this and without the beard on it. It's kind of like, you know, when people can't grow a beard, it's got long, ludicrous sideburns.
Yeah.
So Mutton Chop goes, hey, man, I caught y'all. Y'all got to get back in here, but I'm going to separate y'all. So he separates the crew into twos and threes and shit like that. And then all of a sudden, you start to see these little spirits. They're coming through. They're coming through the castle. And let me tell you something. They're coming through outside this castle, and they are fucking murdering people. They are, like, these are some brutal murders, to be honest with you. Like, you see people's eyes popping out. They're going in people's bodies. Just like, they're tearing it from the inside out. It's honestly fucking crazy. So they're getting just completely annihilated. Mutton Chops is like, hey, man, what y'all doing to my people out here? He goes with the Vox Machina crew. He's like, yo, y'all here killing my people? Vox Machina is like, hey, man, it ain't us out in these streets, man. Yo, calm your punk ass down, them Mutton Chops, man. You just mad because you can't grow a beard in this bitch. And then he's like, oh, man, you right. That is true. I can't grow no beard. So he's like, well, wait a second. If it's not y'all, who is it? And it's like all of a sudden the spirits coming in. The spirits start lighting they ass up. I'm talking about Vox Machina crew getting lit up too. I thought one of them might have died in this bitch, but apparently they didn't. So the whole crew is getting lit up. And then all of a sudden, Mutton Chops lights his sword on fire. And they start to see like, oh, shit, light is actually the weakness of these monsters. Okay, cool. Let's use light. And they go, yo, magic chick, use your necklace. She's like, I told you, my necklace is not working. Mm-hmm. It won't work. I can't do anything. And they're like, yo, all right, poison ivy chick, you got to do it then. She's like, I'll try. And she lights a little bit of a ball on fire, and nothing happens. And then they start getting ass whooped again. And all of a sudden, she starts using it again. And boom, a big old fucking ball of fucking light lights up the whole room. And then now they can start hitting these beats because they couldn't hit them before like that. And they start fucking all of these... the spirits and beasts up whooping their ass, and Mutton Chops is like, yeah, let's get the book. Make sure you keep the book. Y'all good. And so they keep the book. They didn't lose the book to the spirits. All the spirits die in this motherfucker. They tell the nerd dude, hey, man, you know, next time you need to tell us and stop keeping secrets from us, you little bitch-ass motherfucker. And we don't like that shit.
So we can help your ass.
Yeah, that's how it is. You know, you and your family, you got to tell us everything so we can help you out and get everything done. And so they're like, all right, man, cool. We're going to go over this on, we gonna go off on this mission to find Dr. Strange and his little hoe-ass bitch because they out here just trying to fuck people up and send the spirits after us. And we ain't with that. I ain't with that shit.
What's her name?
Delilah. So he's like, we're going to go out there and whip her ass. And then they're like, oh, wait a second. The little magic chick with the little necklace is like, I can't go. The Drax motherfucker told me I got to apologize to my necklace, but I got to do it at a temple somewhere. And so y'all can go without me, and I'll see you guys later at some point. Drax is like, but I love you and shit. You cute, even though you fucking like 4'7".
You
but
was feeling her too.
I wasn't talking about her. I was talking about the girl at the castle.
No.
That's what I was talking about.
She was short too.
Yeah, but she wasn't as short as her.
Oh, my God.
I dated short girls before. I've dated girls that were like 4'11 before. It's all good. It is what it is. So anyways, so the short girl just like, so you guys got to grow up without me. She's crying and shit, and her and Jax hug it out. And then they go, oh, man, we'll see you later, man. We'll see you on this next journey. Hopefully we see you in episode 6 or some shit like that, because we're probably going to see you on episode 5 because this is how TV and shit works. So we're going to see you later, and that's how episode 4 ends. What y'all think out in this bitch? That's the recap in this motherfucker, man. What y'all think about the recap?
The keycap.
That's what
no, I thought it was fun.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I'm not, I don't want to do what Rob does because I can't. My brain doesn't comprehend like his. I wrote this how I could. I appreciate y'all in the comments section. Keenan Cap, Fat Armor, Falmer. Yeah, I appreciate y'all commenting and having fun with it. But that was a recap for this week, for this show, Vox Machnia. So we're going to get into the question portion of this show. So we got a couple questions for y'all. First question. Would you want to be a part of this team, and what could you do to help them if you could, Ice?
I have no desire to be part of this team. At least 4 episodes in, these boys are garbage. These boys are garbage. Boys, girls, and mutants and whatever, they're trash, man. So I wouldn't want to be a part of this team. What I can help them with, a lot of shit. And I'm just talking about it as me as a person with no powers, and they have powers. I'd just be like, hey, like, I can be a coach. I can help them with, like, battle plans. I can help them with how to use their powers in unison. Like, well, I'm just going to put on the Avengers. Like, watch the Avengers, okay? Any of them. Even the first one when they wasn't even a full team like that. Just watch any of those, and I'll teach you guys. I can be Pop for them because they need a lot of help from a unison perspective.
What battle experience do you have? You help use that you help with. I'm gonna help you out. What battle plans? What battles have you been in that you could use your experience to help them out with?
I mean, I play sports. That's more than enough battles that I can. You can put a team. A lot of coaches ain't never really played basketball at the NBA level, and they're great coaches. So you can. You don't necessarily have to do that at that level.
The NBA level. You can, as long as you coach before, you coach college, it's fine.
But I'm saying a lot of people didn't necessarily. A lot of great coaches didn't necessarily play take basketball.
Seven. Huh? I said take 7 because you messed up.
I know you ain't talking about.
I'm definitely talking.
Not at all, Mr. Buffer. You Warren Buffer hell out here.
Yeah, it is. It is what it is. For me, I'll be honest with you. When I want to be a part of this team, I'm not necessarily sure. I don't think I necessarily want to be a part of this team. They're fun to watch. Could I help them with anything? From what I've seen, no. I think I would have got. I would have got slaughtered with the dragon. I would have got just slaughtered immediately.
I would have been on the battlefield.
Yeah.
All of my stuff is is pre-fight.
Yeah, I might write some letters to y'all. Hey, this is what y'all. I'll be the messenger. That's what I'll be. That's what I could do. That's how I can help y'all. Hey, here's a message from Uriel. He said he needs y'all to do this shit. I'm on a horse with envelopes, and that is it. And I'm giving y'all the fucking envelope. And I'm just going to ride back in my horse. But, all right, man, I'm out this bitch. I am not getting in trouble. This world seems terrifying. Motherfuckers is dying like crazy. This is a Dungeons & Dragons type world. And the dragons and the people on here are not playing any fucking games. I want no problems. All right. Rank the Vox Machina crew from Goblin Slayer and Sheared Hero. Vox Machina from worst to best. I'm going to go first. From worst to best, goddamn Goblin Slayer, man.
Goblin Slayer is the worst crew.
Goblin Slayer is the worst crew, for damn sure. Goblin Slayer is the worst fucking crew out of these three.
I mean, would you put these guys over Goblin as worse than Goblin Slayer?
I would definitely put Goblin Slayer over these guys.
In these first four episodes, I could see what you're saying.
Yeah. Let me finish up. So I put Vox Machina second, and then I put Sheared Hero first.
The best?
I'll put Sheared Hero as the best squad out of this. Rob, I think, actually has the same order as I have. The reason why I would put them over Goblin Slayer is because Goblin Slayer, they're not facing no real heat.
And you already know how bad they are at just fighting goblins.
Yeah, they're terrible at fighting little goblins. They're not going to get it done with a dragon. They're just not. They've already shown and proved that they can barely fucking get it done with just regular, small, 4'1" goblins.
They've been fine with those.
And they what are you talking about? They struggled in there. People have gotten kidnapped. People have gotten the R word. All types of shit on that show. Their whole squad has not been sodomized at all in Vox Machina. So
neither the main squad. They didn't. Nobody got beat from them. Nobody got raped from their squad.
Yeah.
People outside of them did.
Hey man, they got touched. Old girl got clothes ripped off. Titties pulled out. Vox Machina crew has not let that happen. Go ahead, Ice. What you got? Worst and best.
Worst is Vox Machina, then Goblin Slayer crew, then Shield Hero. Just because wins. I mean, they had. You can say what you want. When they back was against the wall and they went against that ogre and we had the moment with Keenan with the potions and all that shit, they still won. The way we talk about that, you think Goblin Slayer lost? They still beat that ogre. And they have wins. And then those goblins, again, you give Goblin Slayer some time, he has W's. Throughout that time, he can get a win. These guys really haven't won like that. Like, they don't put – I'm not confident in their abilities. At the very least, you can say that Goblin Slayer and his crew are in unison. These guys haven't shown that. Outside of maybe that one moment against the dragon, that's a brief moment. They not – I'm not impressed by that.
They fought twice. They won once.
They fought in the bar. That was up for grabs. They got washed out by the dragon that first time, and then they had to come back, and they really got washed out the second time, and then they finally put it together in the kind of wide battling. They're not prepared. Their preparation is
garbage for sure. Yeah. And I think they're going to get better as the show goes on. But they still beat a dragon, a more powerful villain than anything in Goblin Slayer combined so far.
But that's world scale. That's different.
It don't matter if they barely beat the dragon.
Shield Hero hasn't really went against the dragon either.
Based on these four episodes, I could definitely see you saying what you're saying. After the entire series, I would almost put them... I've not seen enough of Shield Hero.
Yeah, you seen the whole thing of Vox Machina already?
Yes.
Okay.
I would put them at least second, if not first.
Because Shield Hero has...
By the end of the show.
Shield Hero has some tough-ass battles in their show.
They ain't fought no dragon, though.
They fought harder things than fucking goblins. They fought the
That's
people,
why they
people
first.
People coming from other universes.
That's why they're first.
Yeah.
I'm not putting them up, but it's Vox Machina, they not... They just not together. They're not right now.
And
they not, again, it's the unison. It's the lack of preparation. They don't look like a good team out there. And it's not even one of those situations where it's like a New York Knicks when they had Melo and Amari and everybody, which is like, well, really Melo and Amari. But like, it's like, or they had some other pieces too where it's like a bunch of dope people and they just can't put it together. Solo, none of those guys are really dope. And if you're going to have a team that's not really dope solo and just happen to be a team – then like the Avengers, for instance, you got to have a team that's like, all right, all of us, the sum of our parts is pretty cold, and we might be trash solo, but when we get together, we are Captain Planet. Like, they ain't even got a Captain Planet.
I think they actually are dope, and I think they are. The Drax dude is powerful as hell. He's smacking cats up, chopping them down.
But then the
uncoordinated. Yeah, they're the Avengers before Loki whips their ass.
I wouldn't even say that they calling them the Avengers, because most of those guys outside of maybe Hawkeye
they're
and
like
Widow,
the Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's a little bit better. Yeah, yeah. I feel like Star-Lord can wash all of them by himself. Honestly. Star-Lord
could wash Gamora. Gamora would kill
them. No. Vash Machia by himself. Yeah.
Like, I mean, you can't really compare because they've got space weapons and that.
Exactly. Well, I'm just saying, it's just like, Star-Lord would get his ass whooped.
Wait to the end of the show.
Yeah, I feel like this show.
It's about building. You know, it's kind of, you can track where
and you can tell that this show is meant to build. Yeah. It's not meant to start these guys off at this tight ass.
Because if they started off really good, then they can only go down. So exactly. This is like an upward.
I'm not asking them to be at max stats all the way through.
I feel like they put it together. They got what they had to get done. They've had some shiny moments. Old girl healed when she needed to heal. They came through. Dude came with the smarts. Put the plan together. Cut the dragon's neck up. I feel like they got it done. Is this show mob level funny? Ice.
Not at all.
It's a not different kind of humor. This is like it's more not along the boys.
But I didn't laugh. Like I never laugh. I felt like I was just watching like Family Guy, but not as good as Family Guy. Like, they didn't hit the notes that Seth was able to hit with Family Guy or American Dad or stuff like that. Or the Cleveland Show, anything like that. I just felt like they wanted to be that, but they just couldn't. It's just, nah. It's like, we want to be crude. It's just like, this, I feel like, well, I'll go about that a little bit more when I give my ratings. But no, I don't think when we talk about animes that are funny, this won't come up in the conversation. At least the first four episodes. I think Mob comes up in the conversation. I think there's some other shows that we've seen that just made us really crack up. I don't think that this is one of these shows, at least so far.
What are you going to say?
I was just going to say, I feel like it's more along the lines of like The Boys in its comedy, where it's just like, we're going to be as intense and like out there as possible. And that almost becomes ridiculous to laugh at. They're not as much putting jokes in there as they are just going over the top.
But I think they're trying to funnel a lot of these jokes through the dwarf, and it's not hitting like it should.
I mean, I laughed. I said, there's not a lot of anime that's funny to me, so I will put this up in there because there's not a lot of anime that's
different
funny
kind of
to me.
Humor than like, Mob Psycho, I think. Yeah. Like, it's not on the same level of the style of humor.
Yeah, yeah. I think because Reagan is just so, he takes himself so serious. That's what makes him so funny.
Mob is the complete opposite. It's very one note.
Yeah, one note dry. So it's like, even with Mob, it's like, I wouldn't necessarily say Mob is hilarious, but Mob is also Mob is a fun show too. This show was fun to me. It was fun to watch. I laughed here and there. I thought it was like you said, it was hella over the top. Mm-hmm. I do see what you're kind of saying with, like, trying to do, like, the Family Guy kind of, like, it's like they were kind of, like, trying to
I can see, it's trying to be crude in some things.
And I feel like sometimes they overdo that sometimes. Yeah. I feel like some shows, when they try to overdo, like, the, all right, dick face and stuff like that, it's like, all right, man, we get you, like, trying to just use those words and make it clever and funny, but it's not always hitting. But the show was still solid to me in the sense of humor from my personal taste. So to go in, I was going to actually ask, like, do you want to see more anime style like this when it comes to like graphic slash humor, how it is? Because most anime that I've seen anyways, and maybe y'all have seen different animes, what animes are like this for anime style that's like just super graphic and then just cutting people in half, but then also kind of silly and fun at the same time?
Invincible?
No, anime style, like anime. Like not our
not
anime
Western,
style.
Not Western anime.
Not Westernized anime.
This is Japanese.
More
I think
this
is
more Western.
So I'm saying, what kind of like their like? Do you want to see more of their styles like this?
Rated R.
Yeah, funny, but like rated R, chopping people in half, and be like, just chop this bitch ass motherfucker in half. That's hilarious. Would you want to see their style done like this, or like me personally? I think it'd be hard for the human to translate because I feel like the way they do humor is different. I want to see how. I would like to see it, though. I actually would to see an anime done because I feel like they do the graphics better than us.
You've seen it before.
They do the animations better. They definitely, you can tell that there's more skill that they have. They just have access to, I think, more skilled people to do the animations, whereas we'd have probably a very small selection of, like...
Right, as good as theirs, anyways. I said I've seen it before, but I don't know what show he's talking about. So.
I mean, it's my highest score.
What show is looks like this?
The SpongeBob anime. That was graphic and it was funny at the same time. And you got, and it was animated like an anime. Yeah, and that's why I got the best. That's why it was a high score to me, because it gave me, especially as somebody that watched SpongeBob, it's like, yeah, I got the references, which was fucking hilarious. But then also, too, painting people in certain lights, having Patrick actually be like a sensei or something like that. I forgot, something like that was super funny. But then they got graphic. Like, they fucking got busy and they cut, you know, what's the blob dude name that was hiding the tongue, the pickles underneath his tongue? Like, he got fucked up. Squidward got fucked up. Like, it was graphic, but it was also really funny. Like, we was cracking up. So I think if they can do it to that level, then yes. But if not, I think it's going to be, I'd take really graphic, like a Berserk or something like that. I think is great. Or something that's really funny,
Berserk added humor to it.
Oh no, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. That'd be terrible. That'd be garbage. But yeah, and I see here Devil Cry Man. That shit is trash. Devil Cry Man is garbage. Somebody just put that in the chat. Yeah,
that shit was ass.
That shit was terrible. But they tried to do that and it didn't work. But I'll take either one. Because outside of the SpongeBob anime, I haven't seen comedy and graphic be done right. And Invincible, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put the SpongeBob in that realm. I just personally wouldn't. But I still would like to see it. But I see what you're saying in the sense of like the comedy and how the graphics were done and people was getting smacked up in that show. Next question: is them losing like this all the time acceptable? Ice.
I mean, it's a short. It's only four episodes, so I mean, all the time is, you know, very. It's just like, maybe that's an unfair word to use to them, but in the four episodes that I've seen, I guess the question more so is like, will we be okay with them losing like this again? The whole like, you need to start them at some type of base in order for them to grow. In order for them to grow from a writing perspective, I get it. They don't have to come out the gate being Saitama, but at the same time, I was just like you can only keep rooting for motherfuckers for so long. Like, ask Browns fans. Like, you can only keep rooting for a motherfucker if they gonna keep losing and losing and losing. And it's like, I can't. I'm not gonna put up with this much longer. Like, I don't want them one shotting everybody, but like, they need to have some type of something here in the next coming episodes.
I mean, for me, I think they did. I think they've got W's already. I would give them the bar W. Mm-hmm. I would give, the only reason why they lost that is because when the old lady with the that could turn.
But you said earlier it wasn't a W.
I said you can't give them a W for that. It's like, you can give them a W, you cannot give them a W. It depends how you want to feel about it. Because the old girl technically just throws them out towards the end. But the people that are fighting in the bar, they're kind of mixing the people in the bar. They kind of mixing their ass up. It's that they get thrown out towards the end by old girl, and they kind of just be like, hey, we didn't want no problems. So, I mean, you can give them that W, and they got the W against the dragon at the end of the day. So to me, it's like, they're not taking hella losses, but also, too, like it's kind of what Cam said. It's like, I appreciate them getting kind of smoked out and being like, all right now we're not a team. And they kind of said that in there. It's like, we're not really together yet. We got to get, our chemistry is not here yet. We got to get our shit together. And we got 12 episodes. We got another, what, 9 episodes? Or is it 9 episodes left? How many episodes?
I think it's 12, so you watch 4, that'd be 9. Yes.
Yeah, we got 9 more episodes left.
8.
8 episodes, I'm sorry, 8 episodes left.
What?
So we got about 8 episodes left. So, I mean, I feel like, in those 8 episodes, they're going to get it done. I feel like in the next 4, something's going to happen. Then the last 8, that's where we're going to see, you know, them probably start getting their stride and hitting their stride. So I have zero issue with this. I don't see them. To me, they're not losing to me like that. You know, they're
I feel
also,
like they're losing.
They're getting W's in there. So it's like, if they wasn't getting
if they're getting
W's in there, then that means, I mean, why would I care about them losing all the time? They're not losing all the time.
They won one time.
I mean, it depends how you look at it.
They opened up saying that they did that. It was questionable.
Exactly.
I'm just going off of what you said.
Yeah, but I'm low key giving them the bar fight. Like I said, they beat everybody in the bar. Besides the lady that owned the bar, and she threw them out. So I'm giving it to them. And even
they just up for grabs. Got it.
Yeah. So right. You see how you can change things? You can just I can say whatever. So at the end of the show, we're finished episodes 1 through 4. Out of all these episodes so far that we've seen, who is your early favorite character? As of right now, I kind of like the Drax dude. He's just funny. He's slow. He's a little silly and stupid, but he's been fun. He's been doing, to me, kind of like the most work in the sense of like trying to get active with people. He wants to smoke with everybody in a sense. He kind of made me laugh, like in the sense, I guess, in a sense the most. But yeah, right, as an early favorite, he's somebody that I kind of like in the show so far. Ice.
I like Vax probably the most, because I'm using his real name. Vax is one of the twins. I feel like he's pretty smooth outside of that funny business, as Keenan would say. I think what his character brings, and I think he got, from a power perspective, we still don't really know what he's capable of. I think he just has more. I think both of the twins have more. I think the twins as a group, I think they may have more under their belt. At least I hope so. But I think from a story perspective, he's pushed the story damn near more than anybody other than homie with the glasses. I think those two guys are the two strongest people on the team. They're kind of what keeps the team together in a sense. So I'll say Vax is my favorite.
He's considered the leader from what I've seen.
Yeah.
And then the glasses dude right now has the most story out of everybody. So he that makes sense.
And I like the thing that they have, they keep switching their names back, Vax and Vax. But I think the girl is actually named Vax. Or no, I think the dude is actually named Vax. And then homegirl is called Vex. But I like how they keep calling each other Vax.
All right, so episodes 1 through 4, likes and dislikes. Rob actually sent me his, so I'm going to go through Rob's real quick. He said, for his thoughts for the show, overall, I'm really enjoying it. It's like what I hope Goblin Slayer would be more like. Definitely reminds me of playing D&D with my friends who just want to kind of fuck around, try some goofy shit, and then, and barely survive each fight. Sometimes the animation gets a little choppy, and while I like the characters in general, it is taking me a bit to latch on to any of them individually. Respect that. I think because there are so many of them, that's why it's hard for me to latch on to somebody. Mostly it's the adventures and the twists and turns that kind of keep me in the story, that kind of keep me interested, so yeah, I'm feeling that. But it's the show so far is cool, though. I'm looking forward to watching more. I'm starting at a hot 7,200.
Really?
Yeah. Do you remember your first 4 episodes, Cam?
What's the last one in this arc?
The last
they beat the dragon?
They beat the last one is
they eat the dinner and that whole thing goes down, correct?
Yeah, they fight Doctor
Do they fight him?
They don't fight Doctor Strange, they fight the spirits at the end.
The ghosts in the house. No, I'd rank these, I'd do like a solid 6,800, I think.
6,800?
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't 100% sold off the first couple episodes. I was a little bit, it took me a bit to catch its stride and be like, okay, I want to actually finish this. Mm. So I'd say, 68. It was there for me to watch more, but I wasn't as immersed as other anime that I've seen within their 4 episodes.
Okay. Nice.
Just overall how I feel about the show. I feel like if you ask Quagmire to make a action cartoon, this was what he would make.
He'd definitely be that dude smashing all
the jokes. He'd definitely, yeah. I'm not a fan. If we took this to a vote, these first four, I would say no. I haven't really been, again, it doesn't do anything well. The comedy isn't top notch, the action isn't top notch. I think the only thing I guess they do well is the graphic part of it. But I think that's just more for shock value. I think it's just, it's kind of equivalent to a comedian just saying off-the-wall edgelord shit just to get a reaction, but at the end of the day, the dark stuff that he's saying is not funny. I think that's what I get from this show. I think they having a lot of jokes that they want to put these jokes in here. They think that this is going to be so funny, and I'm just not finding it funny. And it's like, okay, give me something else, and it's not giving me something else. I think, honestly, my favorite character, now that I think about it more, I feel like the vampire dude is probably the most compelling, because none of these guys, I really had to struggle to even say Vax, because none of them, all of these characters we've seen before, and they're not giving me something different. We've seen the vengeful character that family got killed. We've seen the magical healing person. We've seen all of these people, again, a gazillion times in other animes, but the ones that we like, we've seen them do something different. And so far, again, it's only 4 episodes, so you can only do so much for 4 episodes, but it's 4 episodes against 12 total. So this is, a third of what we have left. So, I don't know. I'm not a fan of this show. I think on a scale of 0, I guess a negative 1,000 to 9,000, I'm going to give it a 4,500.
Okay. For me, the show isn't bad. I didn't have any struggles watching the show. I thought it was, you know, that it was a fun watch throughout. I thought it kept my attention for the first four. You know, it wasn't a there's like a boys version of the anime, like a animation too. I feel like that was done a little bit better in a sense of like how they do things on there, was and made me kind of laugh on that show too. But you know, for I'm not necessarily, I've said this before, I'm not really a D&D fan like that. I'm not a fan of that style. I'm not a fan of those type of shows. And this style, this right here, has made me kind of be like, all right, I can kind of watch this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shield Hero, besides like me wanting to see him get revenge on the people that like you know, falsely accused him, I really didn't give a shit about that show like that either.
You so, gonna watch 20 episodes of this?
This is not 20 episodes.
I know it's not. I'm just saying, because that's like in comparison to Shield Hero was. I think it was.
I mean, I would have to see in the next next, I guess, four episodes or so. Mm-hmm. If it goes up even more, then I'll go from there. I'll probably give you a better answer at mm-hmm. that point. But the show was cool. I mean, as of right now, I wouldn't vote it down. I wouldn't necessarily say like you gotta watch this shit. Like you have to watch this show.
Yeah.
But I'll be like, all right, it's I'm neutral with it. It's like it's cool. But I'll give it a strong 7,000 after watching. It's not. I don't hate it or love it, you know, like Game or 50. You know what I'm saying? It's not too crazy.
I feel like 7,000 is high, though. I'm not saying that your score is too high, but I'm just saying, like, if you neutral on about something, that usually doesn't coincide with 7,000.
I guess it just depends. Sometimes, some things I'm neutral on, was just like, it's like, even though I'm neutral, I still had fun watching this. There's some shows that I watched that I was neutral on. I was like, I watched it. It was like, I was there. It was like, I didn't hate it. Like, I wasn't like, I didn't have fun watching that show. Just like, it's solid. This show, there was moments where I had fun. It was like, it kind of like, I was all right. When I first watched it and seeing the first people that got like knocked off, like in the first like 20 seconds, like, oh shit. Mm. Like, all right. They're not afraid to kill people in this motherfucker. Let's go.
But if somebody explained your comedy like that, you would be upset, right?
What?
If what you just explained the show, if somebody explained your stand up like that, you'd be out. I know you don't care about what people say, but
what do you mean, like in the sense of like my comedy's neutral?
Yeah, they're just like, oh, it was okay, like I didn't really care. It was just like it was there, you know, I wasn't like just kinda, you'd be like, bro, get the fuck out of here.
No, I mean, I
know it's subjective. I get that.
Yeah,
but
at this particular point in time, it's just like, it would have bothered me a few years ago. I would have been like, I would have been trying to convince them, like, so what's wrong? What do you think I could do better?
Mm-hmm.
But now I'd be like, yo, I honestly, it's just like, if somebody explained it, I'm like, all right, I can see how somebody might see it that way.
Really?
Because somebody might be like, I don't feel like you go, somebody might be like, I want more clean, you know. I kind of cuss in my shit. Somebody might be like, yo, I want way more shock value in myself. I love hearing, like, people might look at this like it's super shock value, and they might love that. I'm just like, I'm going to give you some shock value here and there, but it's like, that's not my whole style. Mm. You know, somebody might feel like my storytelling might be kind of slow and rocky. So it's like, that's a hard question to answer because it wouldn't really bother me at this point. You would have asked me like 4 or 5 years ago, and I'd be like, that shit would have hurt.
I feel like that's wild, though.
She would have hurt.
I mean, for somebody to, I guess. I mean, I, at this point, too, it's just like, either. With comedy being so subjective, but I do think it's just a thing that I always say. It's just like mediocrity is fucking terrible. Like, I honestly, in all honesty, and you can call it ice logic or whatever you want, but like, if somebody explains me as trash, I'd rather be trash than mediocre. And again, I know ice logic, but like, if you trash, you got like a, like, it's a mountain that you got to work on. It's like, I can be most improved player. If you mediocre and you just kind of there forever, like you just a face in the crowd, like you going to notice the trash person before you notice the mediocre person. And I think that's like the worst space to be in is that mediocre.
No, because I mean, there's still room to improve on that too.
So, it is.
I can't agree. There's somebody might be mediocre. That means they might average like 13, 14 points a game. And all of a sudden, they average 28 points a game. And like, oh, this motherfucker's a beast now. So it's like I wouldn't consider the person that averages 13, 14 trash. I'll consider the person that averages 4 points a game probably trash. And then all of a sudden, they average 20 something. I think it just depends on how you're looking at it. Like, even when it comes to your comedy, if somebody goes, oh, I think your comedy is mediocre, just like, I will ask them, so what do you like?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they go, oh, it's a bunch of motherfuckers that are similar to me, I'll be like, mm-hmm. God damn. Then I'll be like, oh, shit. Yeah. Then you actually listen to my style, but you don't fuck with me. Mm-hmm. But if they go, like, oh, they're naming, like, Anthony Jeselnik and people like that, I'm like, oh, I'm nothing like him.
But at the same time.
I would give zero fucks at that point.
More people remember fucking Anthony Bennett than they do Andre Blatch.
I don't know. I remember Andre. I'm an NBA dude, so I remember.
I
Andre
am
Blatch.
Too, but I'm just saying, like, you go with Kwame Brown. Let's do if you want to do Wizards. Like,
so you want to be remembered for being trash? I mean,
I'm not remembered for being trash, but again, it's just like in perspective, it's like you was just like again, you known, I guess, to the point of like. No press is bad press, but it's like way more people know Kwame Brown than Andre Blatch.
Well, I guess it depends how you care to look at it. But, I mean, yeah, this really all depends on that. But yeah. Next week, y'all, next week we will be covering the Dragon Ball Z movie. From what I know, some of the squad is not going to be there, but we will have a special guest, Clayton Thomas, Hoass, will be on the show. So we will see him there. It would be myself, Rob, and Clayton will be on the show next week. So make sure y'all go watch that Dragon Ball Super movie if you haven't seen it already. We're going to go see it. And I think right after that, we're going to probably be watching the live action Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood movie.
We watching it?
Yep. And we're going to watch that. And from what I heard, reviews are pretty good. But we're going to see for ourselves. We're going to see for ourselves how it goes. And yeah, man, drop your stuff. Ice
McGowan on everything. Ice McGowan on YouTube. YouTube, all the social media platforms. But if you don't have me on there, what's wrong with you? Come on, man. We 4 years deep. Go ahead and give your boy a follow.
Stickman Studios on everything without the C for Killer Cam. Brennan Produces. Brennan Produces is a ho-ass bitch. And RV Danger for Rob, myself, Keenan Baker, follow me on all platforms. I might have some other anime stuff coming on my page soon. So make sure you follow my YouTube page. I'm going to start doing some little small videos on there also. And yeah, man, I believe that's it. So yeah, you know, watch that Dragon Ball movie next week. Follow that Patreon, patreon.com/animation, S-H-U-N. Let's get them Patreons up, man. We'll see y'all on another episode of Animation. We out.
And so anime was solved forever.